Now, Doug, you know as well as I, you could look hither and yon and not find a better producer than the Sea Monster. No, but he doesn't like to talk. But here he is in studio, and my question is why?
Well, I believe Lisa Ann is connected with us now. Plowsy, if you want to try to pot her up. Lisa Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here.
Wow, that's a good... Sounds like she's sitting with us. What kind of phone you got that sounds so good?
I'm actually on a direct connection with you guys.
Oh, boy.
I have a nice little setup so that when I call in, I sound like I'm right there with you.
Boy, you do.
We couldn't get that lucky.
It'll happen. We have to make this happen. I must travel to you sometime this season and be in studio live.
Huh.
That would be fantastic because we're happy to announce Lisa Ann is going to be a regular part of the show throughout the football season. I guess go ahead and tell us, what do you have in store for us as we talk to you for hashtag Fantasy Football Fridays this year?
Yes, Fantasy Football Fridays was an idea I came up with last year where I would call into all these different markets and do a little 7 to 10 minute fantasy football spot talking about players in your local area that maybe somebody would want to play in DFS or pick up off the waiver wire, as well as what moves are happening, what's going on with the running backs by committee, who's really going to get the first set of reps, who we think is going to be the target monster in the red zone. So I'm going to break that down for your listeners and stay engaged with them on Twitter to make sure I can help them all have a lot of fantasy football success.
What do you think is the best way to play? Daily or weekly fantasy, like on one of these DraftKings sites or something where you got a chance to win big bucks, or just with your friends, you put in a few bucks and maybe you win at the end of the year?
Isn't arguing with your friends and harassing them over their bad decisions always better than making money?
No, money comes first.
I like them both. You know, what's great about daily is you can play those players that you just did not have the courage to draft in your season-long leagues, but you know this could be their one big week. And I like season-long because it's grueling. I'm in about 20 leagues this season right now, and it takes me about 30 to 40 hours a week to properly manage my teams to win.
And do you win? Do you have big success?
Yes, I do have big success. And it feels great to be the first girl in a lot of leagues and be taking the championship.
Huh. Well, you know, I have to tell you, since the Rams left, I have lost considerable interest in the NFL. And I've heard other people say this as we get ready to have these drafts, that people just, a lot of people in St. Louis anyway, aren't following as closely as they did. What have we missed? Who should we be aware of, some kind of sleeper type player
for the Rams? The talk right now is all about Cooper Kupp, and also Jared Goff looked a bit better in this last preseason game, and Todd Gurley as well. I think, you know, when you put a rookie quarterback on Hard Knocks and move a team, like, there were so many things the Rams went through last season, you couldn't have any expectations of normalcy for them to be getting the consistency that they need as players, as teammates. But I think what you're saying about St. Louis, I've been hearing from a lot of my friends in San Diego. And a lot of people are saying this, even in Oakland. These teams are starting to shuffle around, and the fan presence isn't going to always guarantee to follow.
Lisa Ann, I think the big question going on before the draft is Ezekiel Elliott. Where does he go? Is he going to do enough in the 10 weeks he plays that he's going to be a top pick? I mean, where do you go with him in the draft?
He's still being taken between the second and the fourth round in most fantasy football drafts. And if you want to look at it from the perspective of trying to get to the playoffs and thinking about your long-term season, you're going to have a healthy running back after the week 7 bye week that they're going to be. So you're going to have someone on your bench waiting it out. The problem is, can you wait it out? And I think a lot of teams are drafting him not right now, not thinking about the fact that if you don't have a DL spot, which you can't put him in for being suspended, you're going to have him on your bench. Here you are, you might get 3 or 4 other injuries, and you might need to make some room and pick up some players off the wire. So I also have concerns that if Dak does all the right things and starts to really connect with Dez Bryant, where is the work going to be for Ezekiel Elliott when he returns? Is the team going to reach a new comfort level and not rely on him quite as much?
Now, Lisa, sticking with the running back position, this is kind of a more question just because I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan, and I know Ty Montgomery had success last year in the backfield, small sample size, I understand, but it seems him and the Packers organization are ready to make him a full-time running back. Do you have projected stats, how many carries he's going to get, and will he have success with that amount of workload? Like I said last year, small sample size, yet very successful.
I don't think he's going to be able to stay on the field for every game. This is a huge transition for a player this late in his career. Though he is young, keep in mind, for many years, he's been playing the wide receiver position. Green Bay doesn't really rely on the running back as much as other teams, so I don't see that kind of concern. But he's been dealing with a nagging little injury already through practice and everything else. I look at this as a little bit of a long shot, kind of somebody that I would play in DFS up against the right matchups. But a player that I'm afraid of his new situation to own him in a season-long league.
Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, who you taking between the two?
Aaron Rodgers.
I see he's the number one ranked quarterback in the ESPN rankings. They've got Rodgers 1 and Brady 2, and they have him listed as the 42nd and 43rd top players in fantasy sports. Should we really be waiting that long to pick those guys?
I am not afraid to reach for Tom Brady in round 3, and I think Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers, and I think statistically what's happening here is Aaron Rodgers had a slow start, Tom Brady was suspended, at the end of the day their stat line looks pretty similar. We're throwing this stuff into algorithms and spitting out these facts, but let's face it, if Brady played a full season last year, he'd be in that number one spot.
And you got to think, both of these quarterbacks, it's crazy to think this might be the best weapon that they've had around them. Aaron Rodgers now with the addition of Martellus Bennett, and you have the receiver Devontae Adams kind of coming into his own. And now with Brandon Cooks and a healthy Gronk for Tom Brady, why wouldn't you reach for a quarterback in the first round? If they put up, I mean, I understand the PPR league running backs are more important, but if they, you can put up 25 to 35 points out of your quarterback, I'm wondering how they can wait till the third round.
Well, because the theory on drafting that's so very old school is that you wait on your quarterback. And a lot of hosts will tell you you should wait between the 7th and the 9th round. So to reach for Brady that early, then you're going to miss out on a round 1, either wide receiver or running back. So you just know your draft room. If there's anyone that you think could pull the trigger before you, then yeah, if that's something that's important to you, you're going to do it. But first round quarterback is just a faux pas. It's just like nobody does it. We're not doing that.
Well, when we have our little league with this station, we're surrounded by gypsies and cutthroats and tax cheats. We don't know the draft room. We don't know who these people are, a lot of them.
Do you follow them on Twitter and engage a little bit? You know, you can always set up a fake Twitter profile and ask them some fantasy questions and see, like, if you know, what they would do. You got to spy on these people.
Doug has them all blocked. He can't follow anyone.
A lot of people, I block them. Now, we're worried about Odell Beckham's health. Is he a first-round risk? No.
I don't think he's a first-round risk. He might miss a week or two, but again, you'll have him strong for the playoffs. I think the great thing we have going for us is Odell's ego is kind of bigger than his common sense. So even if he's injured by week 2, he's still going to force himself to be out there because he can't miss being in the spotlight.
Now, do I take 2 tight ends or just stick with 1?
It depends who your tight end is. If you're going with a tight end that has a lot of risks with health, then yeah, you're going to want to back him up, you know. But if you're going with a Tyler Eifert, then yeah, I would say you can back him up with another tight end, even with Gronk, because we saw him be injured last season. But in most situations, pick a tight end with a late bye week. You know, Tampa Bay, I love Cameron Brate this year, bye week 11. That gives you a lot of time to not have to try and tinker with another tight end and waste a bench spot. So looking at the bye weeks really help you make a decision that you're going to stick with for the big first half of the season.
Do you find, because of who you are and because how popular you are, that you get a lot of trades done that other people probably couldn't because they don't want to say no to Lisa Ann?
It's actually the opposite, man. I have the hardest time doing trades, and especially with my friends who feel that I know something they don't. Like, once you start talking fantasy sports for a living and you're in, you know, leagues with friends and you send them a trade, it makes them think their player is actually more valuable than that player is. So they deny me and then want me to add another player. So every one player trade wants to be turned into a, I'll give you this one player, but you have to give me 2 players. And it's so funny how it works.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you were in a league with me and you came to me and said, Iggy, I've got Goff. I'll trade you Goff for Brady. I would probably say yes.
Oh, I would not let you do that.
He would just ask for pictures in exchange.
Okay,
Lisa.
That's just horrible. First of all, the fact that you think I would draft Goff, but I'm proud of you for getting Brady. So are you guys ready for this? Every Friday morning during the season, we'll be talking fantasy football.
I love it.
And thanks for the follow, too, by the way. I appreciate that, kiddo.
Oh, I saw it was, hey, kiddo.
All you got to do is beg, and you follow anyone who begs you?
Well, I'd never asked anybody to follow me, but I would love for Lisa Ann to follow me, and she did.
I think
so.
You have asked someone on the show, actually. I don't remember, but I do recall you asking
on
someone
show?
To follow you. I think so.
Have you ever noticed that somebody was following you that you didn't know and you were totally flattered?
Yes.
Who?
It happened to me. Mine went off, and my phone went off like at 5 in the morning. I got a notification, and it woke me up, and I thought, uh-oh, something's going wrong. It never goes off. And I picked up the phone to see what it was, and it said, you are now being followed by Irvin Santana, starting pitcher, Kansas City Royals. What?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've never met Irvin Santana. We don't cover the Kansas City Royals.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
Batista, though, they follow a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's clearly. Still, it makes you feel special, and then you never say anything to that person. For me, it was J-Lo. One day I got the realization that, oh my gosh, J-Lo is following me. And so my friends were like, are you going to say something to her? Are you going to DM her? And I'm like, no. So now it's been 3 years and I have never made my move, but I still check that she's still following
it
me.
It sounds like a celebrity crush.
It's
is
a
that
total
one of your...
celebrity okay. crush. I just want to travel around and be one of her backup dancers.
I got one time that says you're being followed by Lady Gaga, and I actually hit the roof, and then I checked and it was...
Imposter.
Lady Gaga at Lady Gaga's hooker friend or something like that. So it wasn't.
That counts. I think that still counts.
That would be my dream follow, but that'll never happen.
Right. She had a great response to the eclipse the other day.
What'd she say?
She had her hands written out, and she was holding them in her palms, said, take me to your planet. Hmm. She won the social media award for the day of the best response.
Doug's not a big fan of Lady Gaga, though. And
no,
she
like
wore
Lady
the meat
Gaga.
Suit. What was that? 10 years ago. And
I just don't know why she wears it every day.
Still nothing like that.
Why she'd wear a meat dress?
I've actually seen her twice live, and I wasn't really a huge fan until I saw Lady Gaga live, and then I was like, okay, I get it. She's incredibly talented.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
No doubt. About
she is.
That.
Doug still thinks she lip syncs, which she doesn't.
Oh, there at the Super Bowl, she did at the beginning. She did.
Don't they all?
She
do we really know if any of them are singing to us anymore?
No, we know she does because you can listen to the live raw feed and you can see she's singing. By the way, off topic real quick, I did finally get to watch When Porn Ends 2 and you stole the show.
Thank you. You know, it's so true. Like these documentaries, they want to put the good story at the beginning so that by the end of the documentary, you kind of want to jump off a building, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just got sadder and sadder. And the worst part was like Chase Elaine and Janine were both the most beautiful girls in the business in the 90s. And I don't think any of their fans knew what had taken place. And then you show them this and it's like, oh, I walked out of that premiere. I felt like I survived a burning house with no scars.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, especially Chasey. Chasey, not only most beautiful girl in adult film, she may have been the most beautiful girl in the world at the time.
I agree with you. And I agree with you completely.
And we know what happened there. And
no, what happened?
Well, we were supposed to get Janine on the show, but then she got sciatica, so she's...
Oh, her leg hurts.
Now, Lisa, in the leagues that you are in, do you have a fun name that you like to use, like your fantasy name? Mine is Ganja Garden Guru. Because I'm a huge fan of marijuana. I didn't know if there was any names that you used that were funny or that people use that you find flattering, you know, double entendres with athletes' names, etc.
Most of my host leagues, I have to keep my name because they don't want us to put ganja in it. But in my fun leagues,
smart.
I have one league called Nail and Palin. Why not? We had to give Sarah Palin her own league, right? So we have the Nail and Palin league team. The Walking Dez. As a Dez Bryant
fan, I like that.
Sure. Okay. Brait Expectations, because I've got big feelings for Cameron Brait this year, and that's about as good as they've gotten. But I love reading good team names. Like
people are clever.
When you go into mock draft rooms in some of these smaller sites, like all the mock drafters have already geeked out their name, and I'm like, wow, these are some clever people in this mock draft room. But I'm still gonna crush them.
Mm. Were you in the movie Nail and Palin?
Okay, Iggy.
Yeah, all six of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to keep doing more.
Now,
I'm
familiar with your work, but I didn't know if you were in that one or not.
Yeah, kind of, she kind of staked my name in this world, that woman. So thankful.
Well, you're much prettier than her.
Okay, Iggy, and she's already following you. She's already following you.
I think I'm smarter. I'd love to get Sarah Palin in a fantasy football league. I don't think it would play out very well, but I'd love to do this. Think we can make this happen? You guys have pool. You're in radio.
I don't know. We've never talked to Sarah Palin. We've talked to some of the major politicians.
I mean, you have the best producer in John. I'm sure he can make anything happen.
God, yeah. Yeah.
I'll clip that off.
Well, there's your assignment, you. John. Now, is it more lucrative to talk about fantasy football or to play it?
I would say to play it. I'm kind of really into DFS during the football season. You know, this has really been just a second career of a labor of love for me. So it's nice to be in a place where I'm doing everything just because I want to, and I'm not really looking at counting checks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something I'm really passionate about. It's been a great way to change the narrative. I still have this male demographic that follows me, and now we have a new topic to talk about. So I think it's really transferred my following really well and kept everyone very happy. They can still communicate with me. They can still watch my scenes and enjoy my past life and be a part of my future life.
Lisa Ann, last time when we talked to you, I think you had just started really digging into baseball. I know in your book you talked about you didn't even start studying fantasy football until after you had the gig lined up. I'm curious how your research is going with other sports and if you're doing DFS with those as well.
Well, I'm in a season-long fantasy baseball league, which I don't know if any of you have played, but it is grueling. Oh, yeah. Daily lineup changes, mm-hmm. You know, weather, you know, all the things that play. Last season, I finished in last place, and I did not like that.
No.
So this season, I studied and I grinded, and I'm holding on to second place tie right now. And it feels so good, but it is a lot of work. Playing a good season of fantasy baseball, I think, is the key to making you a good fantasy player, because you don't forget about the waiver wire. You can't set your lineup for a whole week because so many things change. Players go on the DL. This year, adding the 10-day DL in baseball really gave teams more flexibility to rest players. So there was just a lot more, you know, management to do. I have once a month, I have a manager's meeting with me, myself, and I have food brought in. I sit in the office. It's grueling.
I try to make lunch. You're having lunch.
I try to make trades. I you know, I work the wire. So it's been a fun season, and I'm thrilled to be in the top three. That's all I want. I wanted to finish in the top three. As long as I do that, I've accomplished my mission.
Now, Lisa, I know your success as a porn star has taken you to heights such as this, and I know you don't regret necessarily being a porn star or what you did in the past. But isn't it nice to be recognized for something beyond porn, like your success in Daily Fantasy and your radio gig? And are you looking to do more in the future, or are you just kind of content doing what you're doing right now?
Boy, it is totally different to not be horrified of what someone might say every single time I get approached. Because what's interesting about me is when a guy realizes it's me, a lot of times the filter just goes out the wayside, and we could be anywhere from in a Target, in the airport. And there was a time where he would just walk up and with a loud voice blurt out exactly what he was thinking. And it was not always appropriate for the general public. So it's kind of nice that they can get their foot in the door by maybe talking some fantasy with me, which is a lot more appropriate in public. And then maybe we'll sidebar on a comment that they have to say about maybe a particular scene. But it's great to have this new conversation. As for doing more, yeah, I'm slowly but surely, you know, planting my feet in the fantasy world and trying to look into next season and think about events that I could be putting together. I think, you know, there should be a lot more pool party drafts in Vegas where I have hot girls putting up the stickers. I think it could be a really fun thing to bring people together in the same place and have less people drafting just online. You know, in-person drafts are the absolute best. You really get to know your league mates. You really think about them all season. You remember their teams a lot more. You know who they really liked on your team to help you with trades. So yeah, I look to grow this career, but I'm liking the pace that I'm living as well. So I'm trying not to, like, every Tuesday I go to the farmer's market in the afternoon, wander around. Like, these are things I never got to do for the first 24 years of my really hard work life. So I'm enjoying this pace, and I don't want to push it.
Now, next year, if you do it, happen to go to Vegas and have a bikini model draft, don't forget about this show. We are great live on remotes, and we got Doug the eye candy. Mm-hmm. So I think next year, if you do that, just don't forget about us. We'll fly
no.
coach.
Yeah, I think you guys should all be in the mix with this. I even think that you guys should, I should send you a top five list of girls to be there in a bikini for the sticker, and you guys should maybe vote or have your listeners vote.
There you go, Doug.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like
Hopefully
my top 30
schedule for that.
Kind of like my top 30 adult film stars of all time.
We all have them. Yeah. Can you get well? Who's your top five? You don't have to include me. So who's your
you
top
were
five?
You were in the top 30. You were in okay. my top 30. Top five, I think five. I had Jenna Jameson.
Okay.
Four, I believe I had Kay Parker.
Okay.
Three, God, who did I have at three?
I don't know.
Christy Canyon.
No, Christy was one.
Oh, I'm going to have to tell her when I see her.
Oh, she knows already.
She's wonderful.
She is. I love her.
And I'll tell you what, she is still beautiful. I met her my first time when I was 18 years old. And I still make sure once or twice a year I go on her radio show and just remind her of how much I looked up to her and what a great role model she was, because she never fell into any bad habits or anything destructive. And I look at her now, 5 years older than me, you know, she's 50 years old and she's as gorgeous as ever.
She is. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I think I had Jessie Jane, too, only because I love Jessie.
Okay.
A lot of people will disagree with that, but she was...
In her heyday, yes.
Yes, before the last few years, she was drop-dead gorgeous.
Drop-dead gorgeous and cute as a button with that little voice and her little body. Like, you could just put her in your pocket.
So I think I had, I don't know.
That was creepy. Okay. Like what I said was a little bit weird. You took it to a level of creepy with that.
That wasn't me.
No, that's my bad. That was me. Sorry.
I know that wasn't you, babe. I know that wasn't you.
No, they'll say it was me because I'm the creep on the show, but it wasn't me. I want to preface that. I want to be
the creep on the show. I want to be the creep on the
show. Oh, I don't know. Iggy's hard to beat.
Yeah, that'll be tough to do on this program.
Well, good. I'm up for the challenge, Iggy.
A lot of competition. Well, we need to get you in, too, for a TMA Live event, too. That'd be fun.
Well, we'll make sure we make this happen. You guys got me every Friday, and I can't wait to get started.
It'll be Fridays starting September 8th. You'll be with us at 9:15. So everybody put that on your calendar.
Okay. I'll remind them as well by Twitter. I look forward to it, you guys. I'm sure we'll have some listener questions. If you want to have people text in, they're looking at their lineups, and I'll help your listeners throughout the day. We'll use the hashtag for your show and make sure they know I'll respond to them that way.
Well, that's a real treat.
Well, we appreciate it, Lisa, and thank you for following me. If my hot takes are too scalding hot, just mute me. That's all you need to do. It's fine.
Oh, no. I will favorite them all just to make you feel better.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
All right. Lisa Ann, thank you so much.
Have a great day, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, kiddo.
Don't say kiddo.